Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second, the center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting third, the first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Danny Heap. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Rafael Santana. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Walt Terrell. Pitching for the New York Mets, Walt Terrell. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second, the second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting third, the right fielder, Chili Davis. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting sixth, the catcher, Bob Brenly. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jeff Robinson. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jeff Robinson. And now, play ball. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Robinson covering, for the out. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gladden. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry takes first base on ball four. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hernandez moves to third. Strawberry moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. Strawberry scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo strikes out. There goes Gladden. The throw from Hodges to Santana, and Gladden is out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard takes first base on ball four. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leonard moves to third. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leonard scores. Oliver moves to second. It's Mets, 2, Giants, 2. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gladden. Santana reaches second base with a double. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges strikes out. One out. Walt Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell strikes out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hernandez strikes out. Two outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Strawberry hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Trillo reaches second base with a double. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Leonard takes first base on ball 4. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Brooks strikes out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 1 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster misplays the ball. That's an error on LeMaster. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Robinson. Santana moves to second. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Santana scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Mets. Walt Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brenly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Brenly reaches second base with a double. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngblood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Youngblood reaches second base with a double. Brenly scores. It's Mets, 3, Giants, 3. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-1 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Youngblood moves to third. Jeff Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson bunts in front of the plate. Hodges fields it and throws to first for the out. LeMaster moves to second. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Gladden reaches second base with a double. Youngblood scores. LeMaster scores. It's 5-3, Giants. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Trillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman catches it and throws to third to double up Gladden. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-2 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Giants. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Strawberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gladden. Strawberry reaches second base with a double. Hernandez moves to third. Bob Lacey now pitching. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Brooks is walked intentionally. George Foster pinch hits for Danny Heap. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Trillo fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 4. The Giants will come to bat. George Foster now playing left field. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Leonard strikes out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Fitzgerald pinch hits for Ron Hodges. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kelvin Chapman pinch hits for Walt Terrell. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 3 in the game. Backman hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 4. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Fitzgerald now catching. Brent Gaff now pitching. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brenly hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Youngblood strikes out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Lacey Wilson moves to second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Strawberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Brooks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gladden. Brooks reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. It's Mets, 5, Giants, 5. Frank Williams now pitching. Brad Wellman now playing shortstop. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gladden takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 5. The Mets will come to bat. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Brent Gaff. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Gorman now pitching. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Leonard hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brenly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 5. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-4 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Brenly and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood juggles the ball. That's an error on Youngblood. Wilson moves to third. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lavelle has Wilson trapped. There's the throw to Brenly and over to Youngblood, who tags Wilson for the out. Hernandez moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Brooks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. Strawberry moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Mets. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brooks. The throw from Brenly and he is safe. Brooks steals second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Jerry Martin now playing left field. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dusty Baker pinch hits for Gary Lavelle. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. One out. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 0 for 1 in the game. Wellman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 7, and New York Mets, 6. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.